Good morning. We are continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chav. We're learning Siman Daled. Now the Chayadim moves into a very big chiddush over here. He says the following: Vimur Rosea Kolkach Achayad Nichves Boy Nearly the Lekuli Alma Mevashel. So the Chayadim says that this concept, which we know that Klisheni is not Mevashel, there might be an exception if it's extremely hot, more than Yatzel Lezbo. So then, even a klisheni has the ability to cook. Now, kali bishul, we said that klisheni can cook. So we're talking about not kali bishul, but regular food. Regular food, which is not kali bishul, even so. Yad nichves boy makes it that it has the ability to cook. Practically for us, where would this be relevant to? Are machmer by most foods that they're kali bishul, according to the Chayadim. And we can't put it in a klisheni anyway. So it's relevant for the case of bishul achar bishul. We're machmer by mitzdanein bishul achar bishul. The concept of the kali bishul doesn't apply to bishul achar bishul. We're machmer by a davar lach that it. Even though it's been fully cooked, if it's cooled off totally, reheating it is aser. But that doesn't apply to the chumrah of a klisheni. But yad nichves boy, the temperature is so high that it's yad nichves boy, that would apply even to a klisheni. Where did the chayyolim get this from? And do we follow this in practice? So this idea of yad, that klisheni, when it's extremely hot, has the ability to cook, is not mentioned at Hilchos Shabbos in any of the Rishonim. There is one example, possibly, of it by a case of a extremely hot bath where a person is putting a small amount of water into a very large amount of extremely hot water that one cannot do so. And maybe that's along these lines, but the Chayyolim himself brings the source from a concept in the Halachas of Meiser. And it is telling that the source for this halacha is not mentioned anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos. The source is from a Rambam and Hilchos Maestros. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyolim halacha l'maisa, that a person should be concerned in a klisheni if the water is extremely hot, it has the ability to cook. The Chazon Ish says that from the fact that none of the earlier opinions mention this, it would indicate that this is not true. Klisheni does not cook. That applies across the board, no matter what the temperature of the klisheni is. But since you're dealing with the Safek Deraisa, a concern about the Deraisa possibility, he's not willing to be makel against the opinion of the Chayyolim. Now, regards to kali bishul, so kali bishul, even if Yatzel Lezbo were concerned, so we mentioned in the previous year the concept of the kali bishul that certain items cook more easily than others, and the Chayyolim says we don't know what that is, therefore we're machmer by most items that they have in the status of kali bishul. The Mishnah Berurah follows the Chayyolim in that regard as well. The Gemara does give an example of something which cooks easily, and the Gemara says it's a problem to put into a klisheni. And we're extrapolating from there to elsewhere. However, the Chazon Ish takes issue with this, and he says that the Gemara does mention a few items as kali abishal, but those are specific items which are kali abishal. In general, one does not have to be concerned about the possibility of kali abishal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not, the Chayyolim and the Mishnah Berurah do not move on to what the status of a kli shlishi is. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you're machmer kali abishal in a kli sheni, one does not need to be machmer kali abishal in kli shlishi. The Chazon Ish takes issue with that as well. He says, if you believe that Kali Abishal can cook even in a Kli Sheni, he believes they would be able to cook even in a Kli Shlishi. The Kli is not the issue anymore. The fact that it's moved to another Kli doesn't make a difference. So the Chayyarim and the Mishnah Berurah mentioned Kali Abishal and Kli Sheni. He says he himself disagrees with the concept of Kali Abishal other than the cases of the Gemara. But if one wants to apply it to the cases of the Gemara or to extrapolate to elsewhere, he would believe it applies even to a Kli Shlishi. The Minhag Olam is like the Mishnah Berurah. A, to be concerned with Kali Abishal by many foods in a Kli Sheni, but only in a Kli Sheni, not in a Kli Shlishi. Moshe Feinstein passes like that as well. So we learned today, just to very recap, we introduced the concept of Yad Nichves Poi. We discussed where that's relevant, because you have the concern of Kali Abishal, and we said it applies to the case of Abishal or Abishal. We discussed whether Kali Abishal really exists. The Chazon Ish is challenged with that, other than the cases of the Gemara. But to apply it broadly is questionable. The minhag is to be machmir like the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyarim. Kli Shlishi, Kali Abishal, Mishnah Berurah, and the Chayyarim seemingly are makel. And the Chazon Ish suggests that one should be machmir, and the minhag is to be makel like the Mishnah Berurah. We have to put numbers on Yad Saletis Poy and Yad Nichves Poy. Be'ez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.